The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
We bless our Father this morning for help. We bless our Lord Jesus. Thank you. You will bless us abundantly this morning as we look up to you. We come under alignment. We come under God's servants this morning in the name of Jesus. Strengthen everybody. Bless us abundantly. Open us up to what you offer us in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. You know, one of the things that happened this season is that I'm going to rejoice because of the clarity at which God is speaking. That Wednesday meeting, please let us hear it over and over again. And the way God is speaking is amazing me. You know, even though it's high, but it's simple. You get that kind of operation. It's deep, but yet, especially on Wednesday, the examples that Daddy was citing, it was clarity and piercing the heart. You know, I'm trusting God the Lord will keep our parents much more in this season. The level, even in the singles rendezvous, the level of clarity and how the Lord came was powerful. Amen. So it's a sign that heaven is deliberate about doing a work. We are not gainsaying anything now. Heaven is actually on us. That the kind of a people will arise. That's where Pastor Dixon started in Singles Rendezvous. He said the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth. And I know that will be part of that precious fruit that the husbandman is waiting for. But we know that the husbandman will not wait till eternity. The husbandman will wait until that is achieved. And that's our prayer. That the Lord will do it in the name of Jesus. The husbandman will need rollers on Lodi Ayewao. The husbandman will wait until he receives the fruit in our lives in the name of Jesus. You know, one thing that stood out for me last Wednesday is that the Lord will restore the natural back. Do you get that thing? That the Lord will even natural go, Simon, how the enemy has war with man, has battered man, has affected man. There's nothing like natural again. You know, we remember those days when we look at the story where people sell something, maybe tomatoes. We read it in books, histories, and, you know, where you buy something and you drop money and you just drop it. People can leave their goods and they travel and they go home. You know, even now you do iron burglary, you do nets, you do barbed wire, you do kiloveshe. Talk about what you want to do. You put CCTV camera there. I was seeing a shop this on Facebook. The shop, they were burgling the shop. They were CCTV. Even they were looking at the CCTV. Want in burgle. They were burgling it. They were looking at the CCTV camera. If you want to take me, you take me. But this one, I will still steal it. You don't know what men are doing already. You know, some people prefer crime. When we are looking at crime, some people prefer, let me just steal 10 billion, then let me go for 10 years imprisonment. He knows that when he's come back, he's coming back with the money. You can see heart of reasoning. Yes, there are some people like that. You know, and when we don't look at what is happening, we know that it's a terrible thing. Daddy was making an example of our girls again. Our girls are not safe. Eh? When in those days, they protect the girls, they protect the community, they protect everyone in that community. Everyone feels safe. Amen. But now you can't even leave our girls again. Many of our girls are product of rape, abuse, and a whole lot of things. You know, because of safety. And most of the time, abuse comes not from far people, not from outside. Go and check. By the time they do census of it, it's from one uncle, stepfather, close people, close relations. And then we don't wonder what is happening. It's because something is happening to our world again. You know, and we are praying that the Lord will restore. When Daddy was saying the Lord will restore the natural back, that's my prayer. That the Lord will restore it back in the name of Jesus. How many of us know that many of our parents met in clubhouse? Many of our parents, they met in clubhouse. And yet, they are married last. They were still celebrating 40 years in marriage. They were celebrating. They met there. They met in party. They met in disco dance. We don't know that. And many of them, their marriage was still... And many of the time, by the time I was looking at the divorce paper one day, I was looking at the licensed place of worship, where the marriage was carried out. You know, you can do marriage in registry in the licensed place of worship. By the time I look at the name of the church and the pastor that joined them together, I say, Kai, we have a problem already. You can't imagine the name of the church. Amen. So it's not about the church or anywhere outside. It's about the devil that is ravaging. And that is what Isaiah 60 was saying. Amen. Because the dark seasons will come upon the face of the earth. So we are trusting God. He said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Somebody is engineering this darkness. And he's not slow about it. as the church is also advancing, darkness is also advancing. He said, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be what? Shall be seen upon thee. Amen. You know, I was looking at, what was it called now? When you say, during the time of this local government issue that came early, is it early this year or last year? Where they were talking about local government autonomy. I mean, I also saw it on the news. They want to empower the local government, 774 local government Nigeria. You know, there's one thing that Oshomole said. You know, what Oshomole said was very funny. Oshomole said, it's better we have many thieves than one big thief. You know, most of the time, the governor was the one that was against the local government autonomy. You don't get what I'm trying to say. It's better, Kiolepo, than we should have one big thief in the state. Amen. That the governor is the one that are taking it. When you are saying Omoluabi agenda, there is no one Omoluabi again. We know people that say, they are following Ghanifawa ministry. They are following Omoluabi part. But we know they are thieves. Hallelujah. You know, and that tells us that there is so much evil in our days. When election is, many of us know election is already here. Because they are proposing that election will be by November this year. INEC has not. And INEC is already saying all primaries should be concluded by the ending of, I think, name, they should submit the names. And primary maybe June, next month. Primary should be done and concluded. And election will be so fast. But they have not finalized on November. Because election should be next year. Because there is already a mixture to the date of swearing in of president because of the last electoral petition issue. So that's what they are looking at. But my own is, when election is coming like that, before in those days, it's a beautiful time. When election is coming those days, it's a time that, you know, politicians romance us. They come with goodies. They say all manner of things, even though what they will not do and what they will do. But you know that last election, even when we are in the core of election, we were still buying fuel in exorbitant price. We have offered naira scarcity. It was during that time that we have naira scarcity. And a whole lot of things was affecting us. Now election is coming again. We are buying fuel by 1,400. Amen. Now that's me that there is a breakdown everywhere. The natural is not even safe again. That is why we are trusting the Lord in this season that the natural even will be restored back. And that is why we can't afford not to be a man of charity. Charity is where he said we are on a journey to charity. I know many of us have been hearing charity, 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 charity. It's not the name of a sister. It's not the name of charity. Charity. Amen. The baby is blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Because most of the time we confuse this thing in the scripture. There are some things that are in the Bible we just felt, I beg. It's like that. Amen. Charity is very high thing. It's a high technology in the spirit. You know, this is what a pastor, or let me say a prophet in Nigeria use. Till today, many are still contemplating whether he's a prophet or not. Because when we talk about charity, we talk about giving. Amen. What people terms as church, about church like this. When people are talking on Facebook, argument. Yes, it's the church. When people are talking about church, church that can give. Amen. By the time you hear somebody give me scholarship, thank God, you know, the Lord helped the church gave me scholarship. Hey, people on Facebook will be happy. This is what the church will do. The church is a thief. All the pastors are thief. They will be riding Jeep. They will be riding Kinikon. Hallelujah. You know, when you hear about the church, most of the people don't even know what we do in church. They don't even know what the church is. They don't even know. So when they feel that the church is giving something, charitable organization, or the church is giving this, the church is doing that, pad the nation. Maybe when the church is going on, padding our girls, give them pad, give them books to school, give and all this thing, we feel, the church is doing that. Or we go outside and if we declare this street now, if we want this church to be populated, we just say medical health, free. We just declare 1 week. Come and test your eyes, test your body, do blood prayer, do this, do that. When the church is here, arising. Hallelujah. They will now believe that this is a church. Amen. The one we are looking at is beyond that. Because we can give. That's what Paul was telling us to know. That is why I love Corinthian church. The Lord will bless Corinthian church so much. Even though we have many things against them. But Corinthian church help us to delve into more of the core of the spirit. What the spirit actually had for the church. Because before this place, it was talking about gift. That's what brought us to this place. I think we know that. Because it was that church that people were speaking in tongues. And Paul was like, if you guys speak in tongues, my tongue is higher than you are. You know, Corinthian church is one of the church that was filled with issues. That was talking of covering. It was Corinthian church, the Lord began to help us to understand the principles and order in a marriage. He said, God is the head of Christ. Christ is the head of a man. And the man is the head of the wife. It was Corinthian church. Amen. So, and they begin to open up things. When he talks about lawsuits, they were taking themselves to court. Paul began to open the idea of judgment because we felt. He said, don't you know that you will judge angels? Amen. I'm going to open believers up to judgment because you can't judge without laws of Christ. So that is why all the issues that happen in Corinth, we can condemn them. We can castigate them. But also we are caught in that web. And that is why we must look at the judgment at which Paul arrived at for the summary of what Paul was saying. Now, what I'm trying to say is that charity was birthed by when he was talking about the gift of the Spirit. Because most of the time, people were abusing it. And actually, when we look at the church world today, how we know you are powerful is when you have gift. I think you know that. When you say you are powerful, when you say, that's a man of God, when you say that's a pastor, that's a preacher, is sound, is this, is that, we know what you are trying to say. Amen. Or when you say somebody is spiritual, we know what you are trying to say. And that is what he was saying there. He said, now concerning these things, we are talking about it. He said, I will yet show you an excellent way. Amen. I will yet show you. Mommy started preaching that message on Saturday, and he was telling us that even though you may not be a pastor, because he was talking before that place, he was talking about he gave some pastor, he gave some apostle, he gave some and all those things. But much more is that you may not hold mic, but you must be able to attend to charity. You may not come to the pulpit, but you must be able to attend unto, you see, and he gave some apostle and some prophet and some evangelist and some pastors and some teachers. Amen. And we don't mention categories of people, but what we must know is that there is a core of the ministry of Jesus. There is a reason for the church of Christ, and that the Lord will build his church and the gate of hell will not prevail. Our eyes must be on building of the people of God. Amen. When I saw life, when I saw our children, you know, in the house, I rejoiced. I'm happy, but I know that the parent has a whole lot of work to do. Amen. As the Lord is giving us these children, then we must have a trust and help to raise them. He said, train up a child in the way he should go, that when they grow up, they will not depart from me. So as the Lord is giving them to us, we must have the trainee and the trainer. They are the trainer. And the parents are the trainee. Amen. What I'm trying to say is that even though you will not preach here, but you must be able to hold mic in your home and be able to administer in this season. Do you get what I'm trying to say? As a single, you have a roommate. As a single, you have a friend. As a single, you have a departmental friend. As a single, you have somebody around us. And that is why it is important for us to be able to express the life of Jesus, to be able to show. He said, for ye are the epistles. Amen. Ye are the, so we must be an epistle that can reflect Christ, that can show forth Christ. Hallelujah. So what I'm trying to say is that what we are talking about, this discourse is key for the church. We can't hope for eternal God if this foundation is not well laid. Amen. So he said, even though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, you can imagine these people. These are not small people. If we see these people ministering tongues of angel, tongues of men, we should clap for them. Oh, yeah, can't you bafun, kara bafun, because it's not easy. But Paul was showing us that there is more to speaking in the tongues of angel than the tongues of men. He said, and have not charity. So there are things we may do in the church that appears as if we are doing the thing, but they are far from the real thing. So that is why we need to pray to God that the Lord will help us to know the mind of the Spirit per time, to know what the Spirit needs per time. Amen. That is why he was referring to Epaphras. He said, he's a servant of Jesus. Pray that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Because you can come to a place you are not standing perfect and complete in the will of God. Or you can be in a place that you don't even know the will of God at all. We don't even know what the Lord desires. Hallelujah. So that is the prayer. Amen. So because we can do things and we are not actually commit to charity. Amen. So he was saying that, and understand all the mysteries and all the knowledge. How can a man understand these things and yet he's still lacking? Amen. So the question is, what is now the main thing? Because when we check the scripture, there are many things you can see in the Bible. Amen. Most of the books on leadership on our shelves today, they are written from the Bible. There are many things you can source in the Bible, but it's not in the spirit of the Bible. Amen. It's not the core of the Bible. Hallelujah. There are many books on leadership which has blessed nations. I mean, which has blessed countries. We have people that are inviting leadership seminars. I've helped them. Please come and help us by leadership principles and start. But we know that it's more than that. Amen. There are some people, if they preach to you, there is nothing they can do in the Bible. It's prosperity. That's all they will see. There is nothing. Amen. Even the birth and the death and the burial of Jesus, the resurrection, they want to interpret it still money. Amen. So it is not their fault. It is because there is no guidance of the Spirit. Because we can be like that. Amen. If they don't guide us into the art of the scripture or into the art of the Bible, or because the Bible itself is not the word of God, they need to take you by the Spirit to the person of life. Because the Bible is the giving of life. It's that you may have life and have it more abundant. So when we come to church, it's for life. Amen. It's for life, regardless of what you get. He said, in all thy gettings, get understanding. That means that there are things you can get that may not amount to understanding. Hallelujah. So the Lord is stressing and emphasizing to us, it's not a thing that we can play with anymore. It's not a thing we can toil with anymore. It's not a thing that we can joke. Our life is tied to this thing. Because if we don't quickly journey to this man, our hope in Christ may be deferred, or we may not attain to the call of God. Amen. He said all mysteries and all knowledge. Hallelujah. There are many things in the scripture, but which is not the heartbeat of the scripture. Hallelujah. So the Lord is guiding us to know that there is a core part of the scripture. We can look at the story of this Ethiopian eunuch. You can give it in the book of Acts. He said, when Philip joined his chariot to him, Philip said, "Do you understand what you read?" He said, "How can I understand?" There is something he said there. "Except some man guide me." Hallelujah. He said, "Some man does what? Guide me." Hallelujah. Because he knows that we can't know the mind of God. He said, "You read the scripture. You think that in it you have life." No. "But I am the person of life." Hallelujah. What we interact with in the church is life, is a person. Jesus is a person. It's not just abstract now. It's not abstract. When we speak like this, we speak of reality. That is why most of the time, Paul in the scripture, we use, "We know, I know, we know." Now, the reason he's saying that is because they have come to a crescendo in the spirit that they can be able to undo the word of life. He said, and he said, "How can I, except some man, should do what? Should guide." Should guide. It's not just English. It's that in the scripture, when we are approaching that is why we are blessed for us to have a guardian of the scripture. Amen. Because Paul told Timothy, he said that you may know how to interpret the scripture rightly. Yes. He said, rightly dividing the word of the truth. Because you may divide and you may not rightly divide. It's not the same. Amen. So that is why we are blessed for us to have a minister that can rightly divide the word. If they don't rightly divide the word of truth to us, we may miss it, or we will miss it. He says, study. Now, when you hear study here, it's not just about 10 hours reading. Because when you hear study, it's an intercourse of the spirit. Hallelujah. You can look at it and yet it's not opening. Amen. So when the scripture opens, it's by mercy for us to know the heart. To show thyself approved unto God. How will you do that? A workman that need not to be ashamed. To rightly divide in. You see that every time. There must be a divider of the scripture so that we can know the core aspect of the scripture. We can know the mind of the scripture per time. When Jesus said, "I come from God and I go to God," we know that it's not easy to go to God. Amen. Until the pathway is open, no man can go to God. That is why Paul was saying, there are things that look like it, but I must show you the more excellent way. Because if you don't follow the way, there is a probability that you can be on 140 and 150 and you are on the wrong speed. So that is why I was telling them, I will show you a more excellent way. And what's that way? Is that charity is the bus stop that you must gather to go to that place. Because we can't go to salvation. We can't go to God without being arrived at this feast of charity. Amen. That is my burden. Is that in this season, the Lord will baptize all of us again. And there is going to be a fire in Akura Church. It's going to burn every one of us. That no stone will be left untouched. In the name of Jesus. So what we are looking at in that place, we are looking at the guidance of the Spirit. You know, at the point in time in the church world, the highest in the church was laboring on making heaven. Amen. Now, but we know that by mercy, that is beyond making heaven. Because that gospel, you will not be fully fortified, or you are not fully prepared. Because Jesus told them, he said, "Occupy till I come." Amen. Occupy till I come. So that gospel, you are just here, you are hoping. Hey, you are hoping a rapture. You are hoping a rapture. But what are you doing now? You are not occupying. You are not occupying. Even Thessalonians that was talking about who will be caught up together with God. Don't forget, he was talking about at the last trump of God. He said, the Lord shall descend from heaven. Go and look at that scripture. Amen. Before that place, 16. He said, the Lord shall descend from heavens. And with a shout of the archangel, amen, and the voice of the trump of God, which was talking in that place. So that means that the trumpet, we can't expect the coming of the Lord if we are not being used to the trumpet sound. There must be sounding of the trump of God. There must be coming of the voices of the Lord for us to actually come to the day of God. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So we are looking at these things and we know that the Lord will help us. Can you still give me that charity? It's very serious, that discourse. He said, and I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries. I have faith so that I could remove mountain. I bestowed all my goods to feed the poor. Though I give my body to be born, yes, and have not charity. Does what? It profited me nothing. He said, charity suffereth long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we come to suffering, most of the time we don't like it. But this is a season that will take us long. It's not a short course. Is that the Lord will help us to endure. That means that if we're going to suffer long, you have to prolong a season in our lives. That means the trying. That's why I say the trying of your faith being much more precious than gold and silver may be found unto praise. Hallelujah. So that is why the season of charity is going to be a season of suffering. More than people don't like suffering. When we come to church, but suffering is not the way you used to think it. It's not that you don't have money. You may have money and yet the Lord will take you through process of suffering. Suffering is allowance. They want to do away with flesh because there is no flesh that can go without cross. Amen. So that is why I say we make known unto you Jesus Christ and him crucified. There is no crucifixion without the bringing of the cross. So when they're going to bring the cross, it's going to tell on our body and it's going to tell for a while. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So, and is kind. You don't know the meaning. There's no kindness in the world anymore. There is no kindness. You know, a friend of mine was still telling me sometimes ago, I just called her a lady, very good friend. You know, I was saying, how far, how is marriage and every other thing? How is Abuja? She's a committed member of a church, popular church around, you know. Very good, and she's lovely. When we were in school, he was now telling me experiences about relationship matters and every other thing. He said, hey, Abuja brother, be careful. He said, especially those ones that have a car. You know, most of them, their life, their shoe, their bag, everything is inside that car. They don't have a house, so... Hey, only tobacco, someone like this. And he's not even outside, he's in church, you know. And he was telling me, he said, Ivan, some of them, God, they are ready to even dupe you. You don't know brother in church. Brother, what we are enjoying is blessing, is mercy. In some places, it's terrible. Now, it's not our fault. It's because something, the enemy has worked in us that we can't show forth kindness again. Hallelujah. That doesn't make us to allow kindness again. That is why in the season of charity, the Lord will restore a kind people again. In the face of the hurt. Not kindness as we think it to be, but kindness by the Spirit of the living God again. That we can show compassion. Hallelujah. He says, charity envieth not. Now, don't quickly say, I don't envy. Amen. We can't quickly assume we don't envy. Envy is our DNA. Envy is our part now, but they can't do that. They can't take it away until they begin to introduce the laws of Christ, which is the law of faith that can begin to deal with envy in our heart. Hallelujah. Because it's part of human. He said, vaunted not his presence. So we can begin to imagine a new kind of a people that want to arise on the earth. Now, they are people of power. When you say power, these are men of power. Because most of the time, we feel power is the doing. It's the dynamo. Power is not what you do. It's actually you become. Because charity, that is why you say, have not. It's not about what you show forth. It's about your making. It's about our inner configuration. It's even though our outward man perishes. But yet, something is happening to our inward man. Is that it's being what? Renewed each and every day. Or meaning, that it's being strengthened every day. That is why I say, we're saying Jesus to you, that it will bring refreshing times. What is the refreshing time? It's this thing. They will begin to operate this walk inside of men. He said, repent ye therefore and be converted. Now, you can't repent if words has not come to you. Hallelujah. Daddy have told us that repentance is for believer. Hallelujah. I tell you know that. All believers confess their sin to believe the Lord Jesus. But when you come to this operation, it is you that repent from your sin. Because they will begin to show us our sin. How unkind we are and how we vaunt ourselves. He said, blotting out. Amen. To that a refreshing time can come from the presence of the Lord. Times want to come from God. And this is the times of charity. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He now said, vaunted not itself. It perfect not. Hallelujah. These things, we can't know it by our head. That is why they need to take us to the laboratory of where they can explain and open these things to us. He said, rejoiceth not in iniquity. But what? But rejoice. I want us to read that scripture all through together. But rejoice in what? Rejoice in the truth. That means that you must have known truth before you can rejoice in truth. Amen. You can't rejoice in what you know of. You can't be ignorant of the truth. This man is a knowing of truth. They are taking him to know truth. Hallelujah. Because most of the time we rejoice in iniquity, particularly when it's somebody we don't like. You say, Alomu. Amen. See how now. Hallelujah. Because that is the making of a man. But this man is, when he sees truth being done, he's rejoicing. When he sees righteousness being done, he's rejoicing. And the Lord is bringing us to that day. Hallelujah. Because sometimes when we are following the Lord, when we are doing the things of the Lord, Oju Amankoro, it has seen God. How will it be? Amen. We have not yet come to rejoicing. When Paul says rejoice, I say again rejoice. It's an activity of the work of the Holy Ghost that can make a man to rejoice. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said, beareth all things. That is why this man will go far. Because in the everlasting world, you can't, if they have not trained you how to bear, you can't bear in the world, in that everlasting world. He said, opet all things and endure it. Endure. The Lord will help us to endure. Sometimes when they say we should do this one thing, we complain, we murmur, we grumble, we say, and this and that. No, the Lord wants to make a work that can endure. There is a reason for us to know all these things. Because when we are talking about Feast of Charity, we can't celebrate if we are not enduring. We are not enduring. Our endurance level in this season must be high. Amen. You can't be tired of that brother. You can't be tired of that sister. You can't be tired of that friendship. You can't be tired of that relationship until you see that the will of God is done in that place. So that is why you not give yourself away. It's not possible. I can't be a friend with this person. I can't be a friend to that brother. I can't do this. I can't do that. It's because you have not known endurance. How you can stay? How will Jesus be a friend to the person that will betray him? And how can you make him your disciple in the first place? It's not normal. It's not normal. In fact, if you were able to bring him closer to yourself, you will show him one day. There is a way where my bashere, you understand now? But he moved again to even give him a portfolio among all the disciples. He was the treasurer. Now, you will know that that man is operating by a law. If it's us, we can't endure. Amen. So as much as we look at Jesus on the cross, we must be able to look at the pathway of that Jesus on the cross. How can you be on the cross and you are still forgiving men? If not, a work has been done. Stephen, they were burning him and stoning him. Even though it was not easy, but he was telling them, I've forgiven you. No, what the Lord is doing in this season is that a new species of a people can emerge. These are people of power. When you say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, it is the power of God. That is why we must first arrive in power. Power is our charity, man. When you say they are carriers of substances, because these are actually substances. This is what Paul was telling them. He said, now faith is the substances of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. How do you know that you have these substances? It's just like when you are going to Lagos. If you get to Ore, you have a hope that you are already on your way to Lagos. If you are going to Jebode, by the time you go to Jebode, you see Lagos 100 kilometers away. Now, all those things are substances that you are going somewhere. But by the time they take you and they're taking you back, they are taking you to Benin Road. And you are seeing 500 kilometers away from Aushio. You are seeing, you know, it's far from your distance. Now, these are the parameters or the indices that a man is going for God. These are the parameters. He said, charity cannot fail. He said, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall what? They shall cease. Everything that we will ever do, they will cease. But know that this one will stand out. That is why when they came to Jesus, after they've done the miracle, they say, Jesus, in your name, the devil bow. These things happen to us. We heal the sick. We raise the dead. We do a marvelous thing. Jesus, look at them and laugh. He said, not only this thing, but we see Satan fall as lightning. That's the greatest thing. Rejoice because your name is written. Hallelujah. Are we saying miracle is not important? The Lord will yet do miracle in our day. The Lord will yet do signs, terrible wonders in our day. But we must not lose sight of our essence. Or we must not lose sight. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed, mystified. You don't know the depth of that song came from. Because we may be careful and we have lost our essence. Eh? Amen. So that is what he was telling them. He said, rejoice. He said that the spirits are subject. Because if the spirits are not subject to us, there is no rejoicing. Amen. This is the joy. What moves spirit is not in our 100,000 capacity. We can dance and rejoice. It's good for us. Our church overlaid with gold. But if spirits are not subjected to us, we are still under them. Amen. Because the spirits want to have control. They still want to have dominance of the church. He said, but rather, this should be our rejoicing. That name written is actually the work of charity being done in you. Amen. Is that something is being right? That's why I say the new covenant. This is the law we make with them. I will write my law. That means that in this little we'll bear the law of God. He said, write your name within my soul. Put your laws within. They will begin to, and the Lord will help us to stay, that you can write it upon us. Feast of charity is a feast of writing. You can't bear it if they don't write the law inside of us. There is a law they want to codify inside of you. They must write. And that is why the Lord will help us to stay, that they can write on our horse. That we will open up our tablets, that they can be able to write the law. Write the law. Write the law. Write the law. That will not be able to complain. But rather, we will rejoice in the writing of God. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said, for we know in part. Amen. We know in part. He said, and we prophesy in part. Amen. But this is still yet a part. The church is on a journey. The church is on a journey. He said, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. We bless God for Colossians 2:2. That's a major breakthrough for the church. Because before, we were confused as to the proper growth system of the church. What does it mean to grow in church? If I'm carrying speak, am I growing in church? Yes, you are growing, but that is not actually the real growth. Because you can grow in muscle and you are not growing in your soul. That is why I say your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. He said that their hearts may be comforted. That's the issue of the heart. Amen. So when you are saying growth, is that there is your inward that is growing. It's the soul. Amen. Is the soul. As the spirits have been resurrected, they want to resurrect the soul. He said, being knit together enough unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding. So the acknowledgement is understanding. What we are going to be doing is understanding. How do you know a spiritual man? He's understanding. It's not by the big Bible. It's not by the collar. It's not by the big chain of the cross. How you know a man is spiritual is that he's understanding. That is why I say, not that getting. Get wisdom. He said, understanding. Abia, he did say, it's the principal thing. We must be able to labor for understanding. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom. And with all that getting, we should get understanding. So this Christ teaching is actually understanding. When you say a man of Christ, is a man that understands. So it's a part that he is showing us. Is that we can understand to the acknowledgement of God and of the Father and of Christ. Amen. He said, but when that which is perfect is come, there is something that is perfect. There is a day called perfection. There is a day of salvation coming. But we must be careful that we can be part of that day. Now, what will qualify us for that day is how we are doing today. Amen. It's how we are doing it now. Because there is a now faith that is to prepare a church for the day of perfection to come, which is the Son. Amen. He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I taught as a child. But when I became a man, what now happened? I put away childish things. Well, how do you know you become a man? It's through your understanding. Amen. It's through your understanding. It's through your thought. Amen. Putting away of childish things. That is how we know that you have understood. He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. Hallelujah. I understood as a child. That was the three level. Amen. And I thought as a child. They will forever tamper with our thought. That they can move us from a child. That we can understand. Amen. Because your speaking is a product of what you have inside. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So how we know that the Lord is working is the workings within. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. He said, for now we see through a glass darkly. He said, but then face to face. There is a face to face operation. There is a face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I am also what? Known. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we be able to see what does a charity man entails? Can we see 1 Timothy when he was talking about the foundation of the Lord standing sure? Can you give me that scripture? This topic is serious. It's not small play. It's not a small play at all. It's that the Lord will help us to be rooted in these things in the name of Jesus. That's us. Okay, he said, nevertheless, he said, the foundation of what? Standeth sure. When you are going for a skyscraper, you must know that the foundation must be strong. I think you know that. You can't do the foundation of a kiosk like the foundation of a skyscraper. Or by the time you are going to like 24, 25 story building of Cocoa House in Ibadan, then you must know the depth. That is why they get peace to you. You know, see being rooted and grounded. Because the root determines the height. So if the root is not well, that is why you see some foundations, there are some foundations are deeper than this house. I think you know that. In fact, some house itself, it's like two-story building of this place is the foundation. Because you need to dig deep. So when the Lord is coming to us like this, is that we must be deep. So that we can go far. Amen. So that we can arrive at the place. Because the Spirit has not smiling. He said that through the church, many sided manifold wisdom might be made known unto principalities and power. That means that you must have come to power before you can intermeddle with power. He said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and everyone that nameth the name of Christ should what? Depart from iniquity. Yes, verse 20. He said, but in a great house, that is house the Lord wants us to become. He said, there are not only vessels of gold. Now, we don't start as gold. I think you know that. We don't start as gold because we came in dishonorably. The Lord will, all these ones, they are process of refining a man. I think we know that. He said, not only vessels of gold, of silver, but also of wood, of the earth, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. That is why the church is a licensed place where they can change a man. You can't convert a man anywhere. That is why the blood of Jesus is potent that it can change you. You must believe. Amen. You must believe that the Lord can change a man from being dishonorable, from honor, to wood, to earth, to silver, to even gold as a grade. Gold are not the same. That is when somebody comes to me, want to do wedding, and you say you want to buy gold. One of my sisters, she said, bro, Mufera, gold, can you come? I said, how much do you have? He said, 20,000. I said, better go and buy outside gold. It's better go and buy outside gold of 1,000 naira or 2,000 naira. You can't see gold carat less than 400, 500. If you're not ready, don't buy. Gold has grade. They will just give you color gold. It's not gold. Golden color. Because expensive. Amen. Because gold are also in grades and in cedar. Hallelujah. So that is why they want to move us, but we can't part of this great house. That is why I say, if any man is a conditional clause, because sometimes when we see it, we might be able to embrace the cross. That is why I say, if any man, therefore, will purge himself from this, if we can purge ourselves from this, that is why I say it's going to come like a refiner's fire. Malachi 3. He will sit as gold. He will sit on the church as a refiner fire. Now, those times are not the time we smile. Amen. Those are one of the things that friendship will do for us. That is why if we don't do well in friendship, let's forget about anything in God. If we don't do well, that's why I say, when I heard of your faith and love, and I begin to pray for you that your eyes of understanding be enlightened. That is why the love of our brethren must do well. In Akure Church, we must come to fervent love, charity that is burning, because that is actually where they try us. I think we get that. That is where we are tried. That is where we are made. That is where we are formed. When we come to church, there is no church online. They told us in the meeting, you can't follow a church online. The reason is because you will not be made. It's not possible. Oh, my pastor is on the cable. On Sunday, you carry your Bible and everything. You put your wife, you put your children, you sit down in front of a cable. Yes, that's my pastor. Ride on, ride on, ride on, sir. You will never be helped. You cannot be upgraded. But if they want to help you, they will deploy you to your PPA. PPA is the scripture. They borrow it from the scripture. Most of the things we see around today is from the scripture. Go and check it. Your chancellor, vice chancellor, their church wards, their church wards. Hallelujah. They are church wards, kings. They are all in the scripture. Amen. They will deploy you to your PPA because that is where the real work will start. They will move you to your site. Amen. And in doing that, they may give you a roommate. They may give you a brother. They may give you somebody around us. That is why we must do well primarily. We must do well in friendship. We must be able to hold this thing because they all amount to our purging. He said, it shall be a what? A vessel unto honor. Sanctified and meet. That means the master can't use anything. As much as we say, God, take it. It's yours, Lord. It's yours, Lord. We sing, we dance. It's yours. Take it. Take all of me. Oh, take all of me. Take it. I'm yours. I'm who? I'm this. I'm that. You know, some songs we sing that are beautiful. Lord, take me. Take everything. You are the pot. I'm the clay. You are the everything. But yet, it will be looking at you like this. They can't take you. They can't take you as you are because you have to go through process of refining. They are showing you a path. You are saying that, no, not so, Lord. Like Peter, they are showing you, go and make friends with that person. You say no in your heart. You didn't say it with your mouth, but not so, Lord. They are saying on this matter, what do you have to say on this matter? You are saying not so, Lord. Amen. They can't take, they say meat. When you say something is meat, it's meat for the master's use. That means that the master going, why use her? He wants to use us. But you have to go through the first use. He said, I'm prepared unto good works. Hallelujah. Now, all these things can be done. That's the place of charity. That's where they can achieve this thing. Because they can't purge us if we are not coming into charity. That's what they want to do in us. Is that we can go through the process of purging. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So when you say charity man, he's a man who has attained unto peace. Amen. When you say peace with God, peace is not relaxation. Peace is not sleeping in your house from morning till night. When you say peace with the Lord, is that this is a man that can go all the way for the Lord. When you say open all things, the reason why the charity man can hope is that when they are bringing everlasting thing to you, you will reason it. Because as it is now, we can reason things. Because those times, it's not. It will be it unto me according to your word. That is why the angel fell in love with Mary. Even though Mary did not know what was happening, he said, the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. If they tell you your science, well, my reason, you first go and browse it in ChatGPT that you give back to a child. Amen. And the Holy Spirit will overshadow, will approve in ChatGPT. Overshadow. What is the meaning of overshadow? But Mary said that let it be unto me. It will be unto you according to his word. But we can't say that. Because if you are not a man that they have been given hope, you can't hope for all things. Because this is not bread and butter. Hallelujah. Because man is naturally, if you see, you believe. Everything that you don't see, you don't believe it. But they want to move you to a zone that if you have not seen, yet you believe. And you rejoice in joy unspeakable. Not joy speakable. Because you can rejoice in what you see. You know, some people, the time they are happy most is when alerts enter your hand, bams. One of my friends was still telling me, I was asking her, what's the most joyful thing? Is that when she hears that they said, send your account number as soon as possible. We are there too. That's the only time you laugh. Ah, all of us like that one. Even me, I like it. Send your account number, bro. Bro Nelson is smiling. Because our joy are circumstances dependent. Our joys are situation dependent. Our joys are natural dependent. Our joys are factor dependent. Our joys are environmental dependent. But they want to move us to a place where you can rejoice always. And that is why they can't do it if you are not here rooted. Amen. So that is why we must attain. When you say a man has attained unto peace, is that you can't struggle with God anymore. Amen. Is that you can take it. Is that, Lord, I can receive it. It's not easy. That's why I love that Deeper Life song. He said, I say yes, Lord, yes, to your wills and to your ways. When the Spirit speaks to me, with my whole and I agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord. Our answer may not be yes, Lord, yes. That is why they are moving us to a zone that our answer can be yes, Lord, yes, every time. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus and strengthen us in the name of Jesus. So he said, guide up your mind. Be sober. Guide up your loins. In this season, the Lord will help us to guide up our loins. I love that song. We will hope to the end. Open to the end. We will. Let's sing together.
Jesus Christ the Son. Jesus Christ the Son.
Hallelujah. Now he said, wherefore? He said, guide up the loins of your mind. Be sober. How do you live soberly? Soberly is not a natural posture. Or when you say humility, that you prostrate. No. It's a posture, it's a template of heart that you have tendered. That's why I said the grace of God has appeared unto us, teaching us to live soberly, righteously. He's the first. So when we are talking of soberness here, it's a walk. That is what the charity will do. Is that you can live soberly. It's a constant living. Amen. It's a life that is perpetually being sober. Now, meaning of soberness is that you don't know what next. You are humble enough. Your heart is tender. And you are saying, Lord, you are waiting. That's the meaning. So that is why in this season of charity, this is what we'll be waving. This is what our life will be. That we can be able to stay until God says we are not ready to move. Even though they will say, I said, Sue, you will be Jesus, sorry, you. You will say, ah, shame, be sorry by me, that's it. Because sometimes when they tell us something, ah, we feel you have arrived. But we must know that we have not arrived anything. Akure Church, we still have a long way to go. We still have work. He said, then what will now happen? We can hope to the end for the grace. That is to this end there is still Christ's end. Because most of the time, when we see end in the scripture, Bible is thick, it's technical. You know, there's a place in Timothy that was talking about now the end of the commandment. Eh? Now the end of the there are many hands before the end. Bible is not written for our head. He said, now the end. I thank God for Reverend Busui. When I saw this scripture, I was thinking this is a rapture. But it's not. He's talking about a perfection of a work, which is talking about the sealing of a man. Because faith must arrive at this place. So when you say man of faith, this is the end of it. He said, now the end of the commandment is that his charity that is born out of a pure heart. How will that heart must have been? They must have worked on that heart. Tractor, kata kata. They must have bring so many machineries and equipment for charity to burn out from a pure heart. We didn't inherit pure heart. Our parents did not give us. We will learn it by faith of how to have a pure heart. He said this, okay, pure heart, charity out of a pure heart. Give me that scripture. And of a good what? Conscience. And of what? Faith. Unfeigned. That's the faith that they saw in Timothy. That he inherited through the mother. I believe we will also give our children unfeigned faith. You don't give your children a house, a car, a G-Wagon. But where my aspire? Hallelujah. If your parents leave a house for you now in 2026, I know the house now, you won't even like it. Except you carry out a serious innovation. And bro Bobs will charge you very well. If you want to do the innovation. Because most, I even said it, the innovation sometimes is more expensive than even building a house. It's that you are starting de novo. You are starting from the beginning. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So what we are saying here is that we can live soberly and hope to the end. We must be found, burning for this hope. This thing must be a desire. Can you give me Proverbs 2? He said, my son, if thou will receive my words, that means that you may not receive his words. He said he came to his own, and his own did what? They rejected him. We must not be a people that reject the word. How do we reject the word? It's a thing of the heart. You can be looking at Reverend and you are not receiving his word. Or you can take a posture that is against the word. Or you are not seen to the end of the word. You know, when they were telling you about godliness, godliness is that you are not able to arrive at the end of a conversation, at the end of a commandment. You know, there's a commandment you can do. You can do to 60%. And you can come to a place and tell yourself, I'm going to try you. It's another thing. But you don't know that 60% is not the actual fulfillment of a commandment. The Lord wants 100% compliance. So that's Proverbs 2 was saying that, and hide my commandment. They can't convert us without commandment. You must love commandment. You must be commanded. That is why it's a command. Yes, give me verse 2. He says, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom. What's the wisdom? It's charity. That we will incline, because they need to open our ear to hear. He said, and apply. Now, when you say apply your, apply the heart. You know the meaning of apply. That's why I love the word apply geology. I don't know the reason why. I've entered my course in undergrad level before I now begin to say, what's applied? Applied geology. Applied mathematics. Applied. Applied. And I know it's going to be easy. He said, but apply the heart. That where you are applying your heart is that you are involved. Apply here is not a thing that sleepwalk. Applying your heart is that you are involved in that transaction. As they are bringing it, you are engaging in the transaction. He said, apply thy heart to understand. That is why there is a big difference, a big gap from knowledge to understanding. He said, the entrance of thy word, give it light. And understanding to this, you may have light and not come to the understanding of it. That is why the end of it is that we can become, and that is why the whole of charity is an understanding. That you may come to the full acknowledgement of the mystery of Christ, understanding of Christ and of the Father. So when you say a spiritual man, how do you know a spiritual man? He's understanding. When you see men like Paul in the scripture, they are men of understanding. When John was saying, he said, that which you have seen, that which you have read, that which you have looked for, our hands have handled of the word of time, we proclaim unto you. He's talking about understanding that they have come into. Church is not just a physical gathering. It's a place where understanding is being transacted. Can you give me verse 3? Yay! Can we read this together? If thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice. This is talking about desperacy. That the people will arise and be desperate. He said, if thou criest. How do we cry? Like daddy have said this morning. Is it that you go about, hey, what is now happening? No. He's talking about the state of your heart. He's talking about your judgment. He's talking about our preference. He's talking about our priority. That's the meaning. That's how we cry. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. For the new man cannot be formed without a closing of the gap in between knowledge and understanding. We bring the Spirit of the Lord to begin to bring understanding to feet. The reason for the feast of charity is that we might grant many understanding, because you need understanding for entrance. Entrance can be ministered if understanding is lacking. Entrance can be ministered if understanding is lacking. So a charity man is an understanding. A charity man is an understanding. A charity man is a new man. He's a new man of understanding. He's a man who would hope for God to be delivered from the destruction of this world. You will have that understanding. To be delivered even from the noise of this world, you will have that understanding. So today I bring unto you understanding. Understanding to be focused. Understanding to be sober. Understanding even to hope to the end. Yes, only a charity man can hope to the end. Because there is a grace that I want to bring at the end. And that grace is the entrance of your God. Is the entrance of your God. So I say unto you, I bring understanding. I bring understanding that feet may be empowered even to walk even the more excellent way. See here the Spirit of the Lord. Amen.
Understand in the name of Jesus. He said, if thou will seeketh our silver, in rounding up, if thou will seeketh our silver, do you know how to seek? You are seeking for silver. If you go to exploration site, you know it's not easy to explore gold. But that we seek our silver. Brother Joshua went to Badagri to carry wife. You know that it's not he's a seeker of silver. This one is beyond that. Amen. It's not easy. Even the natural is not easy. And I was looking at Pastor last weekend during his PhD proposal defense. Pastor was serious. I say if the natural can be like this, you know, if the natural can be tense, when I see some of our sisters doing ICANN and some professional courses, they are fagged out at the end of the day. So you will know that seeking the things of eternal, when Paul said, we long for the excellent knowledge of Christ my Lord. If the natural can be tense like that, who told you that the spiritual is more simpler? It's a heart. He's talking about a heart. He said, lift up thy voice. We will lift up, we will cry. That's why we'll pray in this season. That we will lift up our voice. That until understanding is done inside of me. That is when it becomes our own. That's when it becomes your own. It's when it becomes understanding. What you are living by. There's one of my teachers then in those days. When he was taking us in school. He said he was talking to our ladies then. He was saying that most of you ladies say, sometimes I'm confused. When you wake up, you want to come to class. And you are telling somebody, check me, is my clothes good? Is my clothes bad? Look at my skirt. He said, once you are doing like that, he said, your clothes is bad. He said, your clothes is, by that stand, he said, your clothes is bad. You go and change it. You know? What I'm trying to say is that the Lord will bless us that we don't have any choice. That we can be able to quickly drop things. That will not take time. Because what the Lord wants, he said, the quick work he will do in righteousness. He said, if thou seekest as a silver, and searchest for her, for it, trial. Remember, that's what he was saying. In whom are hid all the treasures of divine wisdom and knowledge. He said, and thou shalt understand. We stop at 7. Then thou shalt understand the fear of... What the Lord is bringing us into is fear. When we say we are celebrating the Feast of Charity, is that the people can fear the Lord anew. He said, and find the knowledge. It's different from every knowledge. Look at what a man in the Old Testament is saying. He said that you will now find, because he was talking about searching and everything. He was talking about another kind of finding of the knowledge of God. Verse 7, lastly. He said, he layeth up what? Sound. Not just wisdom. No. We can't combat principalities and power in our day. We are not sound. It's not just wisdom. It's a sound wisdom. It's a sound wisdom. Because you can be wise and your wisdom is not sound. Your wisdom can confront the wisdom of the enemy. They want to raise a sound believer. That is why Paul will use that word. Say sound doctrine. Why we not say doctrine? But you say sound doctrine. It's a movement from doctrine to sound doctrine. You will move from wisdom to another sound wisdom. Daddy was teaching us the degree of wisdom now. He was talking about cadres of wisdom. All wisdom are not the same. Wisdom are in great. He says the buckler to them that we now what? We can walk uprightly. The Lord will help us to walk uprightly. Amen. That's why we are celebrating this feast. It's a feast for us in our prayer church that we will come into it. I'm praying that it will not be a lingua in our mouth. Amen. Charity. Because you can sing and dance it. And we are far from the reality. But that it will become our reality. Amen. Like the Hebrew church, he said this gospel was preached to them. It will mix with faith in us. Can we begin to pray to God? Let's rise up this morning.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.